think the fact that your grandma was kind of the first person in your family to go to uni and was such an intelligent man and still is in many ways, but do you think that that kind of his intelligence hid the extent of his ongoing struggles or developing struggles, maybe I should say?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely the case. So he was probably, when I look back, thinking about what he was going to say a lot more before he said it, and maybe just taking a little bit longer to process things in a way that was almost trying to hide it. And then once he'd moved, it was just made a lot more clear to us. There was a famous man in the newspaper that had been diagnosed with frontal dementia. And I specifically remember going around to his new house and he'd got all of these newspaper articles cut out on the table. And he's like, this is it. This is what I've got. And it was like he had figured it out himself. And seeing somebody else that was also so intelligent having this problem, he'd come to terms with it and he wanted to tell us about it because it was his intelligence. And he was saying, I'm not losing my intelligence. I've got this problem with my brain. I've got frontal lobe dementia. But it's almost like one last puzzle that he was trying to figure out. And it was like, he was almost relieved to tell us, I think. He was proud that he'd figured out what it was. And then there was the acceptance. And then there was, okay, let's get some proper medical attention for this. And he was happy to have it. Whereas before, I think because he was so in denial about it, it was really difficult for us to address the fact that he couldn't remember how to use his microwave when we told him the day before.
I can kind of relate in a way, a moment I've just remembered that my granny had and probably maybe still does, but you talking about that kind of awareness that your gramps had, or a moment of awareness of understanding what was going on with his own brain and his own diagnosis. I remember my granny overhearing a conversation she was having with my mum, actually. And I think she'd had just like a particularly forgetful evening. We were all hanging out as a family. I think it was like Christmas time or something, and we'd all had dinner together. We were hanging out in her place in Cornwall, and I think she'd forgotten that she was living there, something like that. And I remember overhearing her say to my mum, it's the Alzheimer's. It's not me. It's the Alzheimer's. I know that's why I'm forgetting. And it was this, like, I was fully earwigging their conversation, but I probably shouldn't have been listening. But it was this moment of clarity that didn't last very long, but the conversation they had was probably 5 minutes. And it was like my granny was having a conversation where she was fully aware that she was experiencing, you know, symptoms of Alzheimer's. And then probably 5 minutes later, I think that conversation was probably over and the moment had probably passed. But it's interesting how they both, you know, as quite intelligent, independent people, have had moments of probably like the smoke has cleared a bit and they've realized, you know, what's going on. And that moment can really quickly come and go. And it's just a weird, you know, it's a weird symptom of kind of pre-dementia, mm-hmm. pre-Alzheimer's, isn't it?
Would you say that, I'm just trying to cast my mind back really. And I think before this awareness of what was actually going on, so before both of, well, in my case, just my gramps realized, was there a phase where it was almost like a bit of anger? Like, I remember Gramps being really like angry because, and looking back now, I think it's probably because he didn't know what was happening and he could sense that it was all going a bit downhill, but he didn't know why. And there was definitely, just hearing you speak about your granny and your mum, I remember my Gramps being quite angry about things and almost like shouting at my mum on the phone. I think once there was that acceptance of what was happening, that kind of diminished quite a lot.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I definitely think my granny went through a period of maybe not anger, but for it was definitely frustration. And it feels like a period that's, at least, I don't know what my mum would say, but for me it feels like that's definitely come and gone. And that was like you've just said, like almost a realization period. I remember she would kind of get frustrated maybe with others, but kind of mainly at herself, I think. And there would be like a level of like, oh, why can't I remember this? Or like, oh, that's really annoying. I've forgotten where my keys are. That was quite a common one. And not remembering where she'd put her keys. And it felt like, you know, now if she forgets where her keys are, she's kind of I don't know, kind of not aware that it's even happened. Whereas when she would misplace things before, there was definitely this kind of air of frustration and just being really annoyed that, like, you know, it was there 5 minutes ago. I actually have no understanding of where I've put it. I think it's those moments that, you know, I think their frustration really comes out, doesn't it? Because it must be so frustrating. It must be really disorientating for them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Do you remember any moments your gramps kind of, I know you've just said on the phone to your mum, he would get a bit angry at things, but are there any moments that stand out to you? Moments where you felt like, oh, he's, you look back on now anyway, and you find that it's a moment of decline.
Yeah, I think definitely over the phone was difficult, but I think that's mainly because one of the first things that started to really decline with my gramps was his communication and his ability to talk and say what he was thinking. That was definitely one of his biggest challenges, which I think is probably where the anger came from. And I don't think he was angry at anybody around him, but like you say, it probably is just a frustration. He's so frustrated with himself for not being able to put his point across. And in terms of a specific example, I remember, and this is probably a little bit further down the line, so we knew at this point that he had definitely got dementia. And we hadn't got any level of, I think it's called power of attorney at this point. So he was still in charge of all of his phone contracts, for example. And there was a specific day and he needed to go and sort out his EE bill. So I went with him to the shop in person, and it was just the lengthiest process ever trying to explain how this was working. And he couldn't pick up what the experts were telling him. And because he didn't understand it, he wasn't accepting of it. And then it was like, you know, when you get the T's and C's, and he wanted to read every single page of like the terms and conditions. And obviously he's losing his ability to read at this point. So I'm like, I can read you all the terms and conditions if you like. So we sat in the EE shop and read the whole thing all the way through, and we get to the end and he says, I still don't understand. And it's just that not being able to grasp any kind of new concepts is definitely a big thing for my gramps.